hello and welcome to Room Babes,
our new podcast where we talk about being young and fun and living in the city together, I guess.
Or sitting on our couch at home doing nothing. Either or.
My name is Bethany. I have Ryan with me.
Hi.
As our special guest and third roommate replacement, we have Jack with us. Round of applause for Jack.
Hi, hello. Thank you.
He's just going to be, he's dating our third roommate, Kim, and
she will be in a later episode.
She will be here, but she's a little busy right now.
Episode three.
She will be there.
She'll make an appearance, but she's too busy for us right now. So, a big part of this podcast is us talking about things that are just current in our lives and important.
And not only our lives, but like in like social aspects in general. So we're going to talk about a lot of things that like you see on the news and stuff and just our inputs on them. What we're thinking and, you know.
So one thing that we're all, not Jack, me and Ryan.
discussing a lot.
We've been discussing this a lot. It's the Desperate Housewives. I'm not sure if anyone else knows this show from, like, the early 2000s, yeah. But it's on Hulu. I spent a lot of my time watching it.
It's being taken off, though, isn't it? Right? Or it's taken off Netflix.
People know Desperate Housewives.
Do they? Yeah.
But, basically, if you want to watch it, you better start, because I'm pretty sure they're taking it off.
Well,
they know of it.
Yeah.
They know of it. But I'm wondering if people, like, our age,
they probably know the name.
Yeah.
But they might have not watched it.
Okay. That's
so
fair.
This is your last chance.
So get on my it. Our landlord came in when I was watching it and she was like, "Oh my god, this show is so old. Why are you watching
it?" Oh really?
And I was like, "Oh my god, Layla, leave me alone."
Layla, dish that out.
Oh, Layla.
She does dish it
oh,
out.
Oh Layla.
She has
You'll hear more about Layla, don't worry.
Opinions on every aspect of our lives.
Yeah.
Our furnishings. She wants us to put up curtains.
We have this huge window into our living room, basically to the street. And she wants us to put up curtains to cover it up.
I mean, to be fair, we do live on the first floor. And yeah.
Makes sense.
It makes sense. Anyone can see in.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we're a show.
Yeah,
we're
naked.
Good to look at.
I've been
at.
Naked in front of the window.
Oh my
Same.
Gosh.
Jack has only lived here 2 days, so that's good to know.
Jack has been here for 48 hours. He's already been naked.
No, not in the past, like, 2 days.
Oh,
that's
that
fair.
That does not
I just
make
have
it
them, you know, in passing.
In passing.
Walking by.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I have it, too, so. Bethany,
great,
have you been naked in this
no,
in front of this window?
That's never crosses my mind.
No, maybe it's a guy thing.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
I'm always just like, maybe I should wear clothes.
No.
What if there's a fire? Okay, but what if there's a fire and you're naked?
Well, the neighborhood's going to get a show, and they
yeah,
better pay.
Yeah, so.
Just
okay,
kidding. We do not
there's
solicit.
A fire and I'm naked. Well, I don't know.
I mean, I'll probably have time to grab
about
something.
My stuff burning.
No.
Top five things you would
Ryan,
say.
Ryan, you're terrible at this.
Okay.
Ryan's terrible at prioritizing.
That's actually very true.
We did have basically this situation a couple weeks ago. Not a fire. Not a fire at all. Our roommate Kim's a pipe exploded in her room and there was water everywhere.
Literally like gushing
and
out of the wall.
Me and Ryan were the only ones home. It was like 12:30 on my birthday.
On Bethany's birthday.
And
it was so upsetting.
We like get a call from our landlord that our apartment is just like flooding water into the
downstairs
like neighbor. And so we walk back there, water is everywhere. And what does Ryan do? He starts grabbing her shoes.
Is that not the most important
thing?
We have to get her shoes and her clothes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's make sure that is safe.
The bed, the record player, the mattress.
All things that can be replaced. The clothes we need.
Clothes?
The clothes we need to keep.
No, those just dry out. They can't be ruined. Just dry, like you can just dry them. Anyway,
it will never be the
same. I was screaming at Ryan to like grab things.
Also, before we even start taking things out, Bethany rushes in, like clothes and everything getting wet. I take my time and I take my hoodie off. I take all this. And so I was prepared to enter the water to get drenched.
Yeah, but you start pulling clothes out of
the closet. That's also fair. I didn't use that time.
Electronics.
A lot of value placed on the clothing at this time.
It really was.
Himself as well as Kim's. Yeah. It's nice.
So, we all know that Ryan would save his clothes and his shoes in a fire.
Unless my, like, electronics are there. Then get those out. But not the record player. I mean, like, phone and laptop.
Told him flip the script
there. Well, phone and laptop. Phone and laptop are above everything.
Okay.
Other electronics probably can go.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. I think I'd grab... I have, like, some jewelry I'd grab, actually.
I do not have jewelry.
I would grab my jewelry and my important documents.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too.
And that's it. Everything else can be replaced.
Important documents besides my passport. I would grab my passport, obviously.
I don't have a passport anymore. Yeah. Because
Bethany's illegal.
Why is
that? Just kidding.
Oh, you haven't heard the story. So the last apartment I moved out of, I lived there with these girls for a year. The lease was up. Some of them were staying because they had to finish school. I was leaving. And I accidentally left a box at this apartment. And it had all of my important documents in it. It had my checkbook. It had all of my bank records. It had my passport, my social security card.
Oh, God.
It had pictures in it. It had, like, these pins I got, like, medals I got for winning, like, stuff like that. And I texted them. I was like, hey, I'll literally be back tomorrow. Like, this is what the box looks like. Please don't, like, please save it for me. And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. Come back the next day. They threw the box out. And they're like, oh, well, it's just in the dumpster. So I'm, like, going dumpster diving for this box.
Wait, oh, you actually went?
I did.
Like, the dumpster?
I looked. It was my passport. I had just gotten it. I had it for 3 months.
Yeah.
And my
dignity
card.
Is not involved in this. It's going out the window.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Oh, well, I get out there. The box is on the top of the trash can, open. Everything's been taken out. They ripped up, whoever took it ripped up all of my pictures. They threw,
just
I had
ripped
like a,
up the pictures?
Ripped them up. Like, ripped them into 4 pieces.
No.
And I was like, that's cruel. Thankfully, they didn't find the checkbook. But it had rained, too, so, like, the checkbook was done. Thank God. Anyway, so I was pissed. I've never talked to the girl who did it after that.
Is there any possibility that it was the girls that did the ripping up?
No, because,
as a cleanse of Bethany, they were, like, rip up her.
Yeah, just, like, I mean, yeah.
Okay, maybe that's, I never even thought about that. But we, like, left on good terms. Anyway.
Until
they threw my stuff out. And then I was like, I'm never speaking to you again. Then a couple months later, I get messages on Facebook from this guy who's like, hey, I somehow got your passport in this, like, in this shady deal. I was given it as collateral for something. So, like, if you want it, like, I know that's important. So, if you'd like to give me, like, a finder's fee of, like, a couple $100s, I'd be willing to give it back to you. I deactivated that passport as soon as I knew it was gone. I contacted the Social Security Administration. I have LifeLock, like, so I ignored it first. And then he, like, starts messaging me again. He finds me on LinkedIn. Basically, this guy is like, hey, I'm homeless. Like, I want to give you your passport back, but, like,
he's
I need
homeless,
money
but he has
for
LinkedIn.
It. Yeah. And
good.
I was,
well, good for him, I guess.
He's on the, and Facebook.
Wow.
Anyway, so I had to go to the cops and be like, this man is trying to extort me for my passport.
Oh, you actually did?
I did. I made a police report because I wanted it to be traced to that passport in case, like, any of that information from the passport was ever used.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be associated with it. You know?
You want it, right.
I want it to be like, this passport is deactivated. So I haven't gotten a new one, all that to say. I would not be saving my passport, because it's gone.
Yeah, that's done.
It's gone.
Now I'm just, well.
Are you shook?
Yeah.
You gotta think about who you live with.
Just identity theft, right there.
But then if you ever rip up pictures of me and throw out a box of my important things,
yeah, I think
we will
have
things to say.
Well, also the girl wasn't even apologetic.
Really?
She was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
and then that was it. And I was like,
but you had told her you would save it. Like, she would save it, right?
Yeah. And
were you in the same room when this was all
Did she, yes. like, what was her explanation?
She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were talking about this other box. And I was like, why would you throw anything out?
Yeah, you said.
Like, look at what's in the box.
Did you tell her what was in the box, too?
Yes. Like,
so she obviously knew, like.
Oh, no, I didn't when I told her to save it. So that was my bad.
Oh.
I was like, hey, save this box for me. Like, I'm coming back for it. I'm so sorry I left it. Like, we were still friends. Like, I slept on their couch that night.
Yeah.
And then.
I mean, just not smart move, yeah.
Why'd you throw it? Yeah, if they're coming back, don't throw anything out.
Anyway, she said sorry one time, and I was like, you realize you just fucked up my entire life, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh. And then I turned around and walked out, and I've never seen her again. I haven't seen her.
Oh.
Anyway, I mean, fuck that bitch, Taylor. If you're listening, you suck. You owe me $500.
And a new life.
And a new life.
And a new life. A new identity.
One.
New identity.
Extra life, please.
All right, should we actually get into this Desperate Housewives?
I guess we can.
I mean, we can.
We start out this rankings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so right. For those of you who watch, there are four main housewives.
Five. Oh, four.
Well,
there
are originally
right.
four main, and usually a fifth one, and sometimes sixth. I started in season five. Bethany caught me up. Quick summary, because there's a lot, on the first four seasons. So me and Bethany have been watching seasons five, and we just finished six.
Yes.
So what we do is we rank the housewives from every 10 episodes, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the season. So it'll be like episode 10, 20, and then usually there's like three episodes left. So then episode 23.
A lot changes in those episodes, like, to be fair. So.
All right, let's let it rip.
Let it.
Should we give them at least a little background on who they are? Nope.
No.
That ruins
no.
The
background.
Fun. No
background. Okay,
all right.
Susan. I want Susan.
Okay. That's a good choice.
Susan's one.
Okay. And then we're going to go Brie.
Okay.
You know, cheese.
Also a good choice.
And then we got,
very fair.
We got, well, you said, no, Catherine. Let's go Kath. Kathy.
Oh.
Kathy. Okay.
Yeah,
she did make
curveball.
A smart choice.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Know? I like that. And then Lynette.
Is
it Lynette? Lynette. Okay. Lynette.
Lynette's
then Gabby.
Your oh.
Then Angie.
Okay.
Oh.
Fuck with me. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Those are actually some pretty decent.
Decent. There are some things we need to switch. One main thing in particular, but.
Okay. Well, let's.
We can address that.
Give me a little synopsis of what I just did here. What is this show about?
It's about friends on a street.
It is about very desperate housewives in suburbs.
Desperate housewives on, yeah.
So, yeah.
They are in the suburb. That is the big thing. Like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most.
Suburbs of.
Of.
Just a. Town,
just a city
in California.
Okay,
California probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm sure they said
Wisteria Lane
in
the town of Fairview.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Every season has a mystery, and this season's mystery was about the Strangler.
And
who he was. And Bree's stepson.
Well, and Angie.
Oh, Andy. Oh, there were three mysteries.
There were some big mysteries.
Okay.
They're really
cranking
up
the volume. These are just
all
kind of mysteries that are pertinent to like what would have happened in the suburbs.
Yeah,
yes.
If the suburbs were on crack.
Okay.
Because I grew
right.
up
Let me
in
tell
the
you,
suburbs.
This did not happen in my suburb.
Actually,
we had some issues, but
my neighbor was growing $500,000 worth of marijuana in his basement. And the FBI raided his house.
All right, that's pretty legit.
Did not have it. Also, right. This is a cul-de-sac, though, so that's...
Oh, cul-de-sac.
That's
oh,
a big
cul-de-sac.
Difference.
Yeah, no, that's a whole different... It's a whole neighborhood.
Okay,
yeah.
The drug dealer lived on a cul-de-sac, so...
There we go. That's why. It was the cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
it was the
cul-de-sac
vibes.
I mean, as long as you guys are cool with your neighbors, everyone's, you know...
Everyone's in their business.
Everyone's
yeah.
in their own... Yeah. All right, cool. Next
okay.
next person.
I'm going to rank... I'm going to do Lynette number one.
Fair.
Because and then Susan because okay Lynette because she just like talked down that guy, she like convinced him to help her deliver her baby, she convinced him to turn himself in, she's just like really doing the most for the mothering.
That's fair.
Susan decided to like stand by her man and like instead of just suffering through their debt, she... Because
he did not tell her about the debt.
Yeah.
He hid it all.
He hid all his debt, and, like, they were going to collection. And she was like, why are we trying to fight this so hard? Like, let's just... We can move and, like, downsize and get our lives back together. So I think that was very mature of her. She never would have done that before. Then I'm going to say Gabby, because she saved Angie.
Her son. She didn't save Angie.
Okay, but she would have, like, you know, she, like, put her life at risk.
Yeah.
To save her neighbors. Girlfriend never would have done that before.
But, to be fair, when we get to Angie, if she didn't save him, nothing would have happened.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like,
but
she did put it out there. She did put it out there.
And then I'm going to do Angie because she's great, just nothing spectacular right now. She did save her son's life, but...
Yeah, nothing spectacular.
Nothing spectacular.
She did. She was held hostage by her old boyfriend who basically manipulated her, put her on the run, and now he found her again.
After
killing somebody before.
Yeah.
20 years later, found her again, and then he wanted her to build a bomb. So she planted the bomb in the detonator.
Yeah. And
to
then,
kill him.
Like, he was going to kill her son with it, but it was in the detonator. Blah, 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 blah. Angie's great.
Angie's up.
She's number five.
She's great.
Number four. She's number four. Number five for me is Bree. Bree was super willing to give up everything she ever worked for, and now she's about to ask her son Andrew to turn himself in for a crime that happened 10 years ago. And, like, what's going to happen from that? I think it's stupid. I think as a mother, you protect your child. Like, even if your child's a fuck-up. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're not, like, yeah, he drove drunk and killed someone. That's terrible. They should have dealt with it right then. If you're going to hold on to that secret, you better hold on to it to the grave. Because you are in for aiding and abetting.
Well, that is something she said at the end of the season. Because the person they killed was Gabby's husband, cousin's mom.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the season, she did say, hey, Gabby, I need to pull you aside. Like,
but, like, you should have...
I'm
going to
tell you something.
If you were going to do anything, you should have done it.
Right. Now it's even worse.
Like, the consequences for him would have been a lot less severe.
Yeah, he would have been a minor.
Yeah, he was still a minor. Like,
now he
would have gotten his life back on track, I think, instead of becoming a drug addict.
So my ranking, I actually put Angie first.
Oh, okay.
She was my first last time, and I put her first this time for, one, the bomb, but also because she killed this man, she and her husband had to go on the run, and they had been on the run for 20 years, but they brought their son along. So now, before they left this time, she told the son, go to New York, be with your girlfriend, have a life. So she basically sacrificed her relationship with her son to give him a better life. While she removed the threat that was facing his life, is giving him a better life, and now saying, I will not be able to see you, but, like, you can't be on the run. Like, you're not going to be able to do anything with your life, you know? So she set her kid up. I think self-sacrifice for your kid is one of the most biggest things you can do. So I put her first. Also, she's leaving the show now after the end of season six. So you have to give her a little bit there.
Give her a bump.
Then is Lynette, you know, the birthing and dealing with people and just being a saint. She's really a saint. She
really
has put up
has
with so much.
Turned it around.
After Lynette and or Andy and Lynette, my third one is Susan.
Okay.
Because, you know, everything we said. She's also just been sticking up for people this season. Gabby, Bree, and Catherine. Well, Catherine's obviously last.
Yeah.
Then I put Gabby. And that's big because I relate to Gabby very well. I have a strong connection to Gabby. So that I put her so low is a big thing. But she has not done anything besides get the boy out. And she barely did that.
Why do you connect to Gabby?
Probably because they're both Capricorns.
Yes, but also Gabby is, well, yeah, Capricorn. And she used to be a model. And then she gave up that life. Not me being a model. But she gave up. She's a very high class person. She wants the best in life and the most, and I want that too. She's also savage and very materialistic, and that is also me, I think.
Okay. Wow. Well, yeah. You save clothes and fire.
So, then last Bree, like Bree's just not been good. Also, after this, so her husband had also ran over somebody. And she forced her husband to go to prison and take responsibility for it. Otherwise, she would leave him. But then when it came to her son, she didn't do that, which I actually do agree with. I think your son's a little different. You protect the kid out of...
Wait, the same situation?
Basically the same situation. It was just a different person.
Purpose, though.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to kill this person. But the person didn't die.
Yeah.
And then her son took the... What?
Was drunk and hit someone on accident.
Yeah.
This whole family just learning to drive.
They right.
They can go back to school.
This was also this is also revealed while the sister was drunk.
Yeah,
that's how it got out. Yeah. So they just have a boozing problem.
They've been holding this secret in for a long time, and then ten years.
Yeah, 10 years. So, then last Kevin.
Yeah, so yeah. Sucks. Anyway, that's our
Desperate Housewives ranking. Desperate Housewives ranking. We will come back to that after another 10 episodes of season not of this of season
aren't
7
are you excited?
Oh man, I'm getting it. That's out intense. That's why you need people need to have babies in the hospital, because you don't think about this stuff.
Yeah. Not in a psycho murdering strangler's house, but you know,
not
things
in
happen.
Your home
or that
my
too.
Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I was born at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Bathtub birth?
I didn't ask. I don't think so. I think
Wait,
that's
really?
Gross.
You didn't ask?
No, I've not asked.
So you were born.
What if it's on your bed?
What if, yeah, what if,
what if it's on your bed and you've been sleeping on it?
No, it's not on my bed.
So you don't know.
Yes, I do. I had a twin size bed.
No, yeah,
up.
Hopefully it was not on your twin size bed. Your mother was like, no, I have to be this bed. She sleeps where she is born.
Put down a couple newspapers. She'll be fine.
Oh my god,
this is
so
where
gross.
It's happening.
Oh my god. No, I never asked. Okay. So there's something we need to talk about.
It's very big right now. Jack, do you know about the Khloe, Kylie, and Jordan drama?
Who's Jordan?
Jordan Woods.
Jordan Woods, Khloe and Kylie Kardashian.
Okay.
Well, Khloe Kardashian,
mean, okay,
Kylie Jenner.
So basically,
I recognize those two.
The synopsis is Jordan Woods, Kylie's best friend, lives in her house or in her backyard or something.
In her, yeah, in her best
Reloader.
And as she's explaining this, I'm going to get more wine.
So she lives in Kylie's backyard, best friends for years. Like, something happens with her and the father of Khloe Kardashian's baby. No one's really clear on what it is exactly that happened, but she's saying like, oh, he kissed me, but like, I don't even know. Anyway.
Some scandals going on.
Some scandal. So, first of all, do you believe her when she says, he just kissed me? Or do you think it's been, like, an affair? Okay, also, this girl's, like, 20 years old. 21, maybe. And, like, is getting verbally abused on the internet by, like, a grown-ass 35-year-old woman.
I'm back, so.
Like, trying to, like, okay, this girl's, like, scared for her life, essentially.
This is Jordan. Jordan's 20?
21, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 21.
And then the person that's 35 is...
Khloe. Yeah.
I think the whole thing is super shitty.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think...
Shitty situation.
Jordan basically said that he kissed her, she had, like, no real reaction, and just went home and went to sleep. But she didn't say anything.
Because she was like, I don't want to ruin this further.
But I feel like if
that is...
Like,
seems
that's probably
reasonable.
My first instinct is like, oh my god, like, let's just keep it between us and never say anything because it's going to ruin the relationship.
That's...
Like, the relationship's going to be ruined either way.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're really thinking that many steps ahead.
You aren't.
You're
but
just
at least the next morning.
Right, no, you're just thinking like,
what am I
going to
do?
Right. That's just you trying to figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kylie basically is no longer friends with this girl. They've been best
friends.
Kicked
her out of her guest house.
Kicked her out of her guest house. Like, I think she was Kylie's kid's godmom.
Yeah.
And, like, I've had personal experience, like, not really being friends with people anymore. You just kind of, like, it's not, for me, it's not been, like, a like a big thing that's kind of just always been like a conscious, like slowly taking steps back.
Right.
Like not like a dropping cold, like cold turkey kicking them out of your house, but.
But because like I think that's hard. Also, it's harder if you're like living in the same proximity and one person is like mooching off the other.
Right. And I think it's also different in their situation because one, Kaya, like she was living in Kylie's, like also the Kardashians are so powerful. They have the ability to actually kick out and like just straight up drop somebody.
Yeah.
Without repercussions, really, you know? So it's really an option. I feel like that's not a huge available option for everyday people like ourselves.
That's fair.
And our listeners.
And our listeners. All two of you.
Yeah.
Love you both.
Okay, just like, have you ever, more of like, have you ever had to just cut out a friend?
Because we're done with the whole Chloe thing. Like,
yeah,
we,
like everyone
this has been
sucks.
Talked about. We're done with it. She's a bully.
Just
whatever.
Cut out.
Just cut out.
Yeah,
like,
we
wanted
to address Kylie's relationship here.
No, I
feel like you're just such a get-along guy.
I don't think I've actively cut out anybody.
You've never, like, been like, I don't want to associate myself with this person anymore?
I mean, if I have, it hasn't happened, like...
Recently?
It hasn't happened in a way that I was just like, we're done.
Okay, that's fair.
You know?
Yeah. I feel
we're
like
done.
You're the
it's
guy.
More so just like, yeah, maybe I'll put a little less effort in each time.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair. I think that's a good way to go out.
I mean, I don't know. It well
sometimes friendships just don't work out.
I actually have been on the opposite end of this.
Oh.
I have been cut off.
Oh.
I think this was in third grade. No, it was second grade.
Ryan, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop you.
No,
Ryan.
This was third grade. This was third grade. So there were a group of three of us guys. It was me, Anthony, and Michael. And yes, we called him Michael. We did not call him Mike. I don't know why we called him Michael. Anyways, so the three of us were like really good friends. I was neighbors with Anthony. Hung out a lot. I would think I was actually friends with Michael first in class, and then, like...
Brought them together?
Oh. No, wait. So then we brought in Anthony, but so I, like, was best friends with one, neighbors with the other, like, connection with both.
Yeah.
So we eventually, I can't remember how, but we met this kid, Brendan, and he ended up, like, being friends with us.
Oh, Brendan.
And I remember distinctly at one point saying I did not... like Brendan as much as the other two. Like, to the other two.
Mm.
I remember being like, I don't... Like, I'm not friends with him as much as you guys. I was apparently very rude in third grade. But I remember saying that. And I don't know what happened after with them or something. They obviously probably told him. And I don't know how they felt about me saying this. Maybe they thought I was being a bully. I don't really know. Mm. But so I remember going out to recess one day... And the swings were my place.
Crazy.
So
nice.
I was going, I usually like went on the swings and then I played with all my friends because I loved the swings first. And my class usually got out to play on the swing, like got out for recess first. I can't remember. We had like a new teacher in third grade.
Mm.
She was like a student teacher or something.
Right, so you
so, like,
were able to.
I was able to get on the swings
first.
Then go to them. So I got
nice.
Off the swings.
Priorities.
Went to, right. I remember, like, they were all in, like, kind of huddled, and I remember going up to them. They were basically, they, like, were like, we don't like you anymore. We are no longer your friends.
Wow.
And I was like, oh. So I went back to the swings, spent recess there. I don't remember how long I was on there. I think I made other friends, but not really close friends until fourth grade. I met, like, another kid, and I, like, became friends with him.
Yeah,
we had other
really.
Friends, all that. But I definitely, for the rest of third grade, did not have any close friends. I think I just had, like,
just
acquaintances I saw. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. So that was my
third
aspect.
Third grade, honestly, that's probably when those kind of break-offs
happens.
Really happen.
Right.
It's legit.
But I think
and
that...
And that was the last time it ever happened for Ryan.
I
okay,
can
we
say
did.
That when you straight off...
I'm the only person with drama here. It's fine.
Well, I've, like, not cut people out of my life. I like to keep ties, and by ties, I mean I do not unfollow them on social media because I like to look up what they're doing so I can feel better about my life compared to them.
Okay, the girl I was trying to cut off cut me on all social media except for Facebook, which is weird, but whatever.
Yeah, actually, I never follow people.
Deleted me.
Facebook that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She deleted me.
But anyway, so I think that...
Damn. Rude.
I think that it really hurts to be cut out. Like, not only, like, personally, but, like, your social... Like, everything is just cut for a while. Like, self-esteem, like, everything you're going to consider your relationships with other friends.
That's why you got to vary things up. You got to have different friends. You can't just have one friend.
Yeah. One friend group.
Yeah.
It's good to have, like, close-knit friends, but...
From different places.
Yeah. Should also to gossip about those other friends.
True.
So...
True.
That is why you have different friends.
Like...
Yeah.
That's why I started having work friends, which is something I've avoided for a really long time. I really wouldn't try to, like, become friends with, I don't know, it was just really intimidating, like, working at a hospital and being like, these are going to be my peers someday, and, like, thank God, like, some of them just decided we were friends because, like, I love my work friends, and I love hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. I have so much fun at work now, but for a while I just, like, sit in the corner by myself and, like, not talk to anyone. Anyway, work sucks, but here I still am.
Here we are.
Ryan, you want to talk about what your career is looking like these days?
Yeah, so I'm actually, so I wanted to be a doctor, still do want to be a doctor. I want to be a pediatrician. Started, obviously, the plan is, you know, school, then med school, college, then med school, right after, all that. Started out, and I think this really comes down to my major. I majored in chemistry because my pediatrician, like, told me to because I'll stand out more, right? Which, it was a smart, like, I will stand out.
Yeah.
I should have been like, though, well, I don't like chemistry, but in my head, and the only chemistry class I had was junior year, and I understood it more than other kids.
So you thought you were gonna be fine.
So I thought it would be fine.
Yeah, right.
I should have picked biology because I actually liked the subject. Or something else, because you can be pre-med and still have another major. You can be a major in music and be pre-med. But, so, you just have to take prereqs for med school. But so, you, so I basically fucked up my schedule by studying abroad and everything, and I just pushed all my hard classes into, like, 1 year, my junior year, which, like, screwed up my schedule. I was getting, like, C's and stuff. So, obviously not grades for med school. GPA dropped. So, I needed to then take a semester, or then take a year of, I just did bio classes to raise my undergrad GPA. I graduated, though. I graduated in 4 years with my chem degree.
And then you just...
So, I could have gone into the chemistry field or something like that, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to do lab work. I don't want to do that.
Okay, so now you're getting your master's, and everything's going great, and you're going to be doctor in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Well, I'm going to do master's year off.
A lamb's tail? Have you ever heard that saying?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's good.
I'm just kind of
I've never heard
weird
that either.
Steaks. Okay, it's real, I promise.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Like, two little...
Do lambs have tails?
Yes, they have tails.
Apparently, but...
I'm going to use that one.
It means, like...
These people probably listening are like, do lambs have tails? No wonder he's not going to med school. Like...
I mean, I never really thought
Ryan
about
took a bunch of biology classes and still doesn't know if lambs have tails.
Fair.
Anyway. Jack, what are you up to?
What am I up to right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your big picture? You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but...
My big picture right now?
He is a guest.
So
as a guest, I won't grill you, but...
Big picture right now. Currently working a part-time job, walking dogs full-time. Huzzah. Doing that in between.
Should we say the company to maybe have a sponsor?
No. They don't need the
They don't need that.
Okay.
Don't give it to them.
Okay, fair.
No, they're great. They're great people. In case you're listening, you are great people.
I also worked there a couple of years ago. I can confirm it's a great company. Anyway, carry on.
Right. Onward from that. Kind of just using that, really. Honestly, just the bait time.
Yeah.
Until some new career move.
Seeing where the wind takes you?
Mostly.
Are you feeling, just trying to feel out, like...
Kind of more what direction?
Yeah.
What industry? What kind of occupation? So it's a school for, for a specific... I went for engineering, but, like, do I want to stay in it? I don't know. Because my exposure I've had, the industry has been, like, sort of varied, but it hasn't been... You know, the whole picture on all
that. Yeah,
the
everything. Like that's and, one yeah. of those degrees you can find. Well, yeah. You can find your area. You can find your specialty.
Angie was an engineer on Desperate Housewives.
And she made bombs.
So you can make bombs. Yeah.
So
there you go.
You can make bombs.
That's a good one.
You can be an environmental protester just like she was in... Blow up oil plants.
Okay.
We do not condone that, by the way.
We just created
do not
a new
condone.
Career for Jack, and it's saving the planet.
You're also,
there's a lot available.
Yeah.
So, next, we would like to give you updates occasionally on our sex lives.
And my update is
first date.
I've got nothing.
I actually
Ryan has
have
drama.
Nothing, but
well,
there's drama
a lie
in
and
it.
A half. You have
so.
A
My spring break happened last week. I know that February, you're like, what are you talking about? That's not spring. But apparently that's spring break for them. So I had plans. When was it now? I was going home Monday of spring break. So I had plans before spring break to hook up with this guy and, well, hook up and,
I can't remember what. I'm really not sure
Andrew
what that
what.
Means.
I can't remember why it
you guys
didn't.
Holding hands.
Yeah, we're just gonna sit there and hold hands in our living room. That's hook up. You just hook your hands, and you just sit there. You sit there real close,
deeply.
Mom, if you're listening to it, that's what I mean when I say
that is all that I mean. No, but so we were, gonna hook up, and then I can't remember what happened. Something happened, and it didn't work out. Like, not like this relationship or whatever it is. By the way, it's a booty call. It's not a relationship. But the situation didn't work out. So I went home, and I was coming back Thursday night. So I was like, okay, Thursday we'll hook up. Thursday came, and it didn't work for some reason. And, oh, I remember I was hungover. That's why it didn't work.
Yeah.
I was too hungover. I was like, anything happens, I will puke. And that's probably not what we want happening. So,
okay,
come back.
Yeah, so.
That's nice of
you.
You
can, but I was like, this is probably not what we want happening.
Is he on the same like wavelength of like, yeah, Thursday, this is going down?
Yeah, so it was. Well, no, he said Friday would work. He said Friday would work better because then. I said Thursday, and then he said Friday because he got like worked from home that day or something. And then I was like, I was supposed to go to school over spring break to do, like, a big project we're starting.
Right.
So I said, no, we can't do that. What about Friday night? It's Friday night. Cool. We're down. Ended up not going to school to do the project because I slept.
Shoot.
Anyways, so Friday night was going to happen.
We end up going out.
Our roommate texts us with 15 minutes
That's
to
Kim.
Get ready.
That was Kim.
Kim texts us with 15 minutes. For those of you who know me, probably none of my listeners, but anyways... All two of you, I need at least 2 hours notification to get ready.
I prefer 3 to 5 business days by certified letter.
So this 15 minutes threw us for a loop.
Yeah, we were running.
And anyways, we end up going out. Great time.
Me and Kim convince him, we're like, you have to text this guy and be like, meet me at my apartment when I get back.
Yeah, like this is going to happen tonight.
This is what we're doing.
Right.
So I text you. I texted him a little later, though. They said before midnight, but I texted him at, like, 11-something.
Yeah.
So it was still... I think it's good booty call time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's reasonable.
Yeah,
right.
It's really... It's a kind hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's that plastic... Well, You could be.
You could be.
But, like,
but
usually...
Even if you're that plastered, it's enough time.
Warm-up
yeah.
text
yeah.
maybe, like, earlier,
it's,
you
like,
know?
Early enough where you can, like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
But not,
but
like,
so
too... Yeah. Anyway.
He didn't respond. Talked to me the next day that he had gotten high the night before. And so he, like, couldn't answer whatever. He also said that he was allergic to weed. So it made him, like, sick or whatever. I don't know about that. Whatever.
You can do that.
You
can,
but I don't...
Why would you... If you know that, why are you still smoking?
I think it might have happened because I pushed this off. He pushed it off, like, just this Saturday. And I was, like... Because I never told him my plans for the weekend.
Yeah.
So, anyways, my car broke down. Or my battery... It, like, wouldn't start. I had to keep jumping it. So... When he told me this, I had already made plans. I was like, oh, shoot, I'm going home. Like, it's Saturday morning now. I'm like, I'm going home to have my parents get me a new battery and, like, fix my car. So it won't work. Let's do tomorrow, Sunday. He was like, okay. So Sunday comes. He's like, oh, like, I don't know if this will work. Like, my new roommate's moving in. And I was like, okay. And he was like, it might just have to be later. I'm like, that's fine because I'm at my parents'. Like, I'm not going to be home till later. We're talking and he says like, oh, I think like 9 o'clock or something might be good. And I said, let's do like 9:30, 10, just to give me some time. And he's like, okay, 10 sounds good. Texting, blah, blah, blah. It's like 9 o'clock. I have not left yet. I was supposed to leave by like 8:39. I did not leave my parents' house yet. But so it's like 9 o'clock and he says, oh, 10 o'clock will work. It'll be good. Text me like 20 minutes later and I didn't see the text. So I see 20 minutes later when he sends the second text, he sends, actually, tonight won't work. I feel bad. Leave my roommate. So
this is bullshit. He's just, like,
yeah.
trying to cover up.
I think he's literally just because
he's
I didn't
like,
respond.
Yeah,
he
didn't
was
respond
like.
On his time schedule. So he was like, oh, like,
yeah.
you push it off, I push it off. You push
yeah.
it off, I push it off. He should be dying to come over here.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, your roommate is fine without you.
Yeah.
If they're
and
a
also,
true
you
homie,
spent the time. I understand that you can spend time with them.
Yeah, you can spend time with
what
them.
What are you going to be doing together at 9-something at night?
Or 10. Like, we hung out
night.
That late. But if
right.
one of you were like, I gotta go, I'd be like, peace of
you
blessings.
Guys have sent me out at
that
yeah, time.
That was like the
so,
first week we lived together.
Yes, literally,
you
have sent me out before earlier than that.
Exactly.
But,
so, I don't understand this man. Oh, shit. That was my phone. I think he's...
Yeah. But anyway, so then I told him, like, oh, I do really want this to happen. Let's make it happen soon. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he seemed more, like, interested. So we're shooting for next weekend.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I want to meet this man.
Yeah. That's where we're at now.
I mean, I know he's not...
Where'd you meet him?
Tinder.
How many years ago, Ryan?
Freshman year of college. So it has been an ongoing thing. But, yeah, so we're still hooking up.
It's crazy. This is almost like, well, yeah.
But now, Jack, your turn. So he is dating our roommate, Kim.
Yeah.
So we would like
to
hear.
Us. No.
No, we will. We would like to hear about your sex life.
I don't know.
I have some questions, not in depth, obviously, but we will need to ask some questions.
Go
for it. So, one, did you guys hook up on the first date?
No.
That's good.
Wow.
So I am full supporter if you're feeling it to support or hook
never...
up on the first date. And I have. But.
I haven't been on many dates.
But. Sorry, I had to sip my wine. But okay, that's good. So how many dates into it did you guys hook up? Because I know you guys, your first date was like a group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then how many dates into it did you guys hook up?
Well, were we talking about holding hands? Like,
yes,
hands?
Yeah,
yeah,
our holding hands
holding
hook
hands.
Up. Yeah. When did the penis enter the vagina?
Oh,
is what we're
Ryan.
Saying here.
You were just, like, intimidating him. I'm like,
here,
oh.
Kim groaning from the
I know.
Like,
oh
hey, how you doing?
Oh
but.
God. This is terrible.
It's
that.
Actually kind of a quiz, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is your anniversary?
It'll get you in trouble.
Wait.
Let's not. Yeah.
Four?
Oh.
That's a good time. That's
very
actually
Kim, is that right?
Good. Kim is doing homework in the other room for you guys. So she is here.
I don't
know. Not available.
We're going to go with four. Wait.
I don't really count.
Four? I don't know.
Oh, you didn't count. Wow.
Even better, because if you're like counting looking forward, no, that's better. Do it when you're feeling it.
Yeah, when you're feeling it.
Yeah, I like that.
Wow.
Good idea. So now how regularly, because you guys are a couple
God,
now.
God, Brian.
How regularly do you have
next to them? Please, I don't want to know.
Well, I do, and I think I want our listeners do. We need updates so that things change. Now, how regularly do you guys have sex? Well, because some couples have it every day, some have it 3 times a day, some have it once a month. You know, just like...
Oh my God, once a month? Who does that?
Your relationship, how often do you guys have sex?
I don't know, what, maybe once, maybe twice a week? Is that right?
Sure.
Yeah, which I think is a good amount. Yeah. Like, on if there's special occasions, really bring it up more.
It really depends on just...
Your schedules.
Schedules suck with sex lives, let me tell ya.
Right.
But
clearly,
but... Yeah, I think that's a good amount, like, for a relationship.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's kind of just whatever your libidos are at the time, circumstances are, you know. I mean, really, circumstances can be a huge part, you know.
Yeah. So. What's your favorite part about your sex life? That is my last question. I was going to ask. I was going to ask what you could change.
My favorite part?
I was going to ask what you could change about your sex life, but I thought that might be rude.
So,
instead, we're asking your favorite part. So, Kim also knows.
Being with Kim.
No, that's a dumb answer. That's not
that's
it.
That's a great answer.
What is your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Yes. Not the relationship. The sex life.
This is terrible. I feel so bad. You're interrogating him.
This is the last question, and it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I was going to go with the worst thing is, what she could improve on. Like, obviously, that's not the question to ask.
I thought you were
going to
go for what's your favorite position. But.
Well... Okay, we can add that later.
No, I mean,
but
you don't have to.
Mine's doggy. People want to know.
Okay, I got
one.
Yeah, what is your favorite thing?
I'm trying to find the word for it, though. Hold on.
Position?
No. How fun it is.
Oh.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah,
I like that, Kim.
No, I like that. Because sex should be fun. It's not just
shouldn't be like...
Right.
Well, I'm trying to put out performance every fucking time.
Yeah.
Also, you should be able to, like, laugh during it. And, like, talk. It shouldn't just be like...
Like, something to connect
like, it's
done.
Like,
you
know?
That's how it sounds.
No, but yeah, that is. It's not just straight, oh, we're doing this to make a child. Obviously, we're not. None of us are right now. But it's not... That's not what it's all... You know, it's fun. It's, like thing to do. Like... Yeah. Oh, I like that answer. That's a good answer.
Thanks.
That is a good answer.
Good topic. Okay, now our last segment, which we're going to feature every episode, is something about astrology.
So I just want to talk about, like, why astrology is important to me.
Ooh.
Or you can talk about why it's important or not important to you.
That's fair.
I just feel like it's a way to connect with yourself and, like, come to a deeper understanding of who you are and how you relate and, like, move in the world. And it kind of gives you a little bit of a clearer perspective. Like, why does it feel like this is how all of my relationships go? Like, why does it feel like this is how I always react to things? And gives you, because some of it, like, is like your family, like what you grew up seeing. But a lot, for me personally, a lot of it is just related to astrology. And like, my personality is a lot reflected in my natal chart. So that was something that I really enjoy learning about. It's something I love to continue to learn about. I learn new things every day.
Yeah.
It's not just reading your horoscope. There's so much more to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this app called CoStar. Highly suggest. Jack doesn't have it. Because we kind of sprung this on him.
We did not prepare Jack for everything that's going to happen in this
Jack
episode.
Jack just found out that he was going to be on the podcast an hour ago. And here he is, a real trooper.
I'm talking about his sex life and ranking Desperate Housewives.
To his girlfriend's roommates. And take it away.
Well, first, why I think it's important to me. I never really believed in it, and I think going into, like, the science field and all that, a lot of people don't. They're very skeptical of it. But so, I actually had a friend, Alexis, great friend, love her to death. She was telling me about birth charts and how that's more understanding more of you. Yeah, than your horoscope. Your horoscope's like
the day
you were born. But like not
it's
super.
It's just your sun sign. And like your birth chart is like everything. It takes into factor
every single aspect. How every constellation, that's why, like, every planet.
When
like,
you read your horoscope, like sometimes things don't make sense. And then you can look back at your like chart. Your natal chart and realize that, okay, but I'm not looking at the correct stuff. Like a sun sign, like the one sign that everyone knows, honestly isn't even the best indicator of like your horoscope.
And obviously there are bad websites and stuff for this too. You have to find the right one. Cafe Astrology is a great one for it. This app, CoStar, is amazing.
There's another one that I found.
What's your natal chart?
So your natal chart is... it's a diagram based on, it's like your birth time, where you were born, like your age, like, and the date. And it kind of locates where all the planets were at the time, at the exact time.
What constellation they were in, like all that stuff.
So we can, Italy or Nick, because we're running out of time, but we can look at your birth chart and like see what is reflected in your personality, like in this chart. Based off of where, when, and when you were born. Like, exact times.
Yeah.
So, I find it pretty cool. Jack looks skeptical right now.
We'll talk about it at a later date anymore.
Yeah, this is going to be a theme because Ryan and I are really into it. So.
Yeah, but basically, I think it's just really important because I did my birth chart and it actually described a lot about my life.
And, like...
a lot of things that I also didn't tell... like, have not told people.
Yeah.
Like, things I've hardly even told myself. Like, you think about it. And, like, I think I read my whole birth chart. It was, like, an hour-long read, and I disagreed with, like, six things. But that, like, is stuff that still makes you think about things, you know? Yeah. And it helps you understand yourself
better.
Or it
might not be true for now, but it will be true.
Yeah, so it's just stuff to think about.
But anyway.
It's great.
That's the podcast.
We hope you guys enjoyed listening.
To...
and we hope you loved our first ever guest speaker.
Hey, thank you for having me. Woo! And I'll be here next week.
We'll have more next week.
He is
going
to be out for 2 weeks with us. Woo!
Okay, bye guys. Have a good week.